This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Twitter at littleempirepod.
Thank you so much to the good people at bigpipe.co.nz.
Not a small pipe.
A big old one.
Big old pipe.
And do you know what is big? How much internet they provide? How big?
So much.
Infinite.
Infinite internet.
It's unlimited.
You can watch all the porn you like.
You can watch porn dawn till dusk, and but don't. I don't. I'm all for porn.
Mm.
But
go outside for a bit.
Yeah, it's in moderation.
Yeah,
you know, you're not horny all day, so give it a rest sometimes. But no matter when you're horny, make sure you always use bigpipe.co.nz's super fast, super quantitative broadband to access that pornography.
Thanks, Big Pipe.
We do love you.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Wow, that was...
Yeah,
thank you.
What? That was an experience.
That's the closest you're going to come to being a pop star.
I know, I was just thinking.
But you weren't singing, it was a pre-recording.
Well, that's
what... a lot of auto-tune, maybe?
Well, like when Lorde releases an album, right, she tucks people away into a small bar like this, right, and they have a listening party, and I imagine that is exactly like this, which is like a bunch of people in a room sitting quietly listening to...
Lorde was in my house once and had a listening party in my house, but I wasn't there.
What?
I know. This is probably the most famous I've ever been in my entire life. There was a New Zealand musician, Chelsea Jade, who was living in my house, just subletting my room.
Nice.
She's friends with Lorde.
Ooh.
And Lorde came over to my gross flat that had like plants growing out of the wall, not like artistically, but because of like mold. And she was like, I guess she was just like, do you want to listen to this album? And they listened to music in my house.
Oh my God.
Amazing, right?
In my house once, I had a listening party to Little Mix. They weren't there.
Yeah.
But I listened to the same song three times. It was this morning.
We were just looking at the songs we just listened to, and mine was Gwen Stefani's The Great Escape. Gwen Stefani wrote The Great Escape.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Not many people know that, but she did.
That's a good track. It's old.
Hey,
quite old enough to be cool.
But cool. Yeah. We should get into our Fact of the Gay, right?
Yes, we should. We wanted to talk about something that's in the news at the moment. You may have seen it in the news. There's a girl from Marlborough Girls College. Her name is Laura. She has a mum called Laura's mum. And they... put a video out this week with Family First, who are an organization who want to put family before humility. And do you want to talk about the video?
Oh, well, I came across the article first because I was on the Herald.
Yes.
And it was just, there was like no context around this video. Like, it was just like the video and then just kind of like a story underneath, which was pretty much just like discussing what we were watching. And it was Laura and her mum talking about a student at their school, a trans student, who wanted to, well, has the right to use the bathrooms, the girls' bathrooms at the school. And they were saying that this makes them feel uncomfortable. They feel unprotected, and that they want like this. The policy's called Ask Me First, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's called Ask Me First.
And they are essentially saying like they as like cis students have a right to like choose who gets to go into their bathrooms, and that they feel uncomfortable having trans women in the women's bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I mean, the weirdest part was that when I looked at the article, I thought the Herald were like doing like a pro.
The Herald were like, we made this.
I kind of thought it was like a Herald original video. And I was like, this is really dicey. But then the Family First logo came up and I was like, oh, I see where this has come from. Hell.
Ugh.
This has come from hell.
It's the pits. But, also, like, the title of the video is like, ask me first, I just want my privacy. But then in the video, they've brought video cameras into the toilets.
And then there's like reenactments in this video. So it's like the girl will be like, oh, I just feel like, you know, we let, and they misgender the entire video. So they constantly refer to this female student as a boy, a man, even though that's not what she is. And they keep going like, I just feel weird having him in here while I'm trying to pee, and I feel like threatened and endangered. And then they cut to like clips of like a boy wearing like baggy jeans and like chucks, like kind of going in and like knocking on the toilet doors and stuff. Like they've gone and like rehearsed and like cast. I mean, imagine getting the casting call for that. Like we're looking for a pair of like aggressively male legs to kind of come in and look threatening and knock on some toilet doors.
Yeah, also, like, well, the thing that worries me, like, the fact that she misgenders this trans student all the time, it annoyed me because she's also got a nose. Like, she looks like she should be woke. She's got like bleached hair and a nose ring, and
you can't trust a nose ring. Anyone can have a nose ring.
Yeah, that's true. Chris wants to get a nose ring.
I've been thinking about it.
I just,
but now not. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be associated with these people.
You don't. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. The thing as well that really like drives me nuts is this whole like we need to be protecting. We feel like unsafe having these trans students in the bathrooms with us. It's like, and then this ties into what's going on in America at the moment with Trump kind of going back on what Obama had set up in terms of protecting trans students in public toilets and high school toilets specifically. Mm-hmm. And saying like, oh, well, we just want to make sure that everyone's feeling safe. But it's like, it's the same argument, terrible argument, as that kind of all lives matter thing of being like, well, no, actually, there are certain people who are more at risk and are more, like, who are more cast away in society and are more endangered, and taking their rights and protection away from them to look after the mess is just completely fucked.
It's so weird. And like, as well, like, what's more unsafe? You having to use a woman's bathroom with someone else who identifies as a woman, or forcing that person who identifies as a woman to go into a men's bathroom?
And then I was watching, well, it's been interesting who's, like, come out to talk about all this stuff in America, like, specifically Caitlyn Jenner finally.
Ugh.
Because she, she was a Trump supporter for a long time, and there was a lot of, like, heat on her because, well, she's supposed to be representing trans women and she's an advocate for trans rights.
And she claims she would in this administration as well.
But she's finally come out with a video that goes against, that's sort of like challenging Trump on his decision. Mm. But I was waiting for Laverne, our god Laverne, what was she going to say? Laverne Cox, who Elon and I are big fans of. And we can't wait for her to host SNL. We're discussing that. She should be host of SNL.
I tweeted her. I did a tweet. You know when you do a tweet at a celebrity and you hope no one sees that you did it? Because you're like, if they don't respond, then you look lame. But I did. I tweeted Laverne Cox, and I will continue to do so until she replies.
But she made a great point, which was like, it's so annoying that the whole trans argument in the media is always about toilets. Like, the argument in the conversation is much bigger than... We should be talking about trans safety, trans awareness, and it always comes down to the bathroom, and it's so frustrating for them in terms of progressing and trying to claim their space and fight for equality, and it always just comes down to this really small toilet argument.
It's so dumb. Like, most, when you're an adult and you go to work, most places don't have gendered bathrooms anyway. Like, it's not...
At your home, you're like, you're shitting on the toilet that anyone shat on before you. And you know, like, I think a woman was in here before me, you know. She's probably left a trap. Like, it's just stupid.
Do you know, talking about bathroom issues, I found out something devastating. So, you know the movie Hidden Figures? We both loved Hidden Figures.
Wept and wept.
shout out to the people that made it. But then I found out, you know, the whole storyline of her, like, walking ages away to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Don't, John.
She was allowed to use the bathroom there the whole time.
We can't.
And now it's like problematic because in that part of the movie, like a white man comes and like bashes the sign down and like frees the toilet use. But that never happened.
But it happened somewhere, right?
I'm sure that happened somewhere.
You know, it's not. Hidden Figures is a great movie.
We love Hidden Figures.
We just want to say.
I love it.
But we are supporting La La Land, obviously, as the male gaze. We want La La Land to win the Oscar.
City of Stars.
We just thought Moonlight didn't really have anything in it.
No, not for, it wasn't for me.
Let's get into the theme for this week's episode.
So we haven't come up with a name for the theme, so we might decide that now. But basically what happened is, this is Chris's idea. We both messaged our moms.
You're welcome.
He's full of them. He's so creative. I love working with him. He's a dream. Chris had this idea that we would both message our mothers and ask our mothers for three questions.
We didn't specify whether they had to be like gay-related questions.
No,
we were just like three questions. And I mean, I guess we've said it's for our podcast. So they kind of were like, oh, they want them to be gay. But I was kind of hoping that Mum might just be like, why don't you like me? Or something.
Yeah. What were the last three things you bought from the supermarket?
Yeah. Who was the last person you text? You, Mum. You know that answer.
What's your favourite website?
So we haven't come up with the title yet, but we're currently going with Mama's Gooey Raspberry, which is the Memphis Meltdown flavour. Or Mommy, named after the Xavier Dolan film. No. That's fine. He's a gay French filmmaker. You all should have seen his films. Okay, so
I've only seen one of them.
What? Which one have you seen?
Mommy.
Oh yeah. He also directed Hello, the music video.
Yeah.
And he's putting Adele in a movie. I can't wait.
It's his first English language movie because he's French Canadian. He's also
so hot.
He's a fashion icon.
Yeah.
Last week we did our fashion episode and you asked me for my fashion icons and I like didn't think of anyone, but then I thought of Xavier Dolan.
Yeah. He's always just like smoking in a leather jacket. God, he's a babe.
Should do more of that. I wish I was smoking.
He's
in
also
a leather jacket.
Young and just won like lots of film awards. Oh, he's a prick. Maybe we hate him.
Actually, boycott Xavier Dolan.
Yeah, don't watch any of his films.
Never.
Okay, let's get into these questions.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I'll go first with this one.
Okay, good.
Okay. My mum asks.
Chris's mum is called Gay Parker, by the way.
My mum's called Gay.
She's an angel.
How did you meet your boyfriend and how did you know that he was gay?
Oh.
Because it was on Gay Tinder, mum. I mean, that's the obvious answer. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's so weird when you broach that subject with your mums anyway, but like how you meet guys. And you're like, oh, well, there's this app called Grindr. And pretty much it's set up that so that guys can just fuck each other really effortlessly. It just gets away all of the sort of pretense and just gets right down to the boning.
You just choose your favourite torso. Yeah. You click on it.
So essentially, it's like an art gallery of different cocks. And you pick which cock you like and then you get to suck that one.
Yeah. It tells you all the important things you want to know in a potential romantic partner, like when they were last tested and what position they like.
I also love this, like, I love this, like, confusion that she has around, like, that, like, I'm like, how do I know if this guy is gay or not? Like, the kind of, but there is a kind of anxiety that I had maybe at high school, or you get it at clubs as well, or like parties where you don't kind of know if someone's gay or not. Mm. But now, like, pretty much like 80% of my friends are gay, so I just kind of presume they, like, I'm like, oh, they're straight. What? Like, how did we meet this person?
This is insane.
Who are they friends with? How are there straight people in our circle?
Who let you in here?
Oh, bless you, mum.
That's cute. I met someone recently, not on an app, on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is true. And I had to work out, and I couldn't work out. He knew that I was because he looked at my phone. I was sending someone a photo, just a normal photo, but then he saw another photo in my photo feed.
Oh, no.
And that was of my buddy. And so right. He knew, but I didn't know. I thought he was just a very friendly person.
It's hard when you're trying to work it out. I always try to drop references or like movies or like style things or whatever, just to like, even though that's like really bad of me, just to be like, if he's gay, he'll probably know, like, or he'll like trashy music or something. But usually, if they're like hello or whatever, I'm like, you're gay.
Yeah. He let me know by a story. He told a story about me going on group Tinder. But then it turned out that story was completely made up.
Really?
Yeah.
But he wanted to let you know that he was gay that way. Oh, yeah. That's great. I'll always, I'll be like, oh, my last boyfriend or whatever. Like, I'll say
that's
like boyfriend in the thing.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about just getting like a big tattoo or something that just is like gay on my neck.
Just a big rainbow cape all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want my question?
Yeah, I would love it.
This is from my mother, Sharon Dennekamp, or Ronnie, for short. Ronnie asked, this is kind of a similar question. I know this really lovely young gay man.
Oh, she's like talking to like Cosmo or something.
I know. He's my son. No, she says, I know this really lovely...
He needs help.
Pray for him. I know this really lovely young gay man. Is it okay for me to tell you about him? Or is that not okay for a mum to do?
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
Isn't that lovely?
These are cute questions.
I know.
What did you... Oh,
I haven't responded.
I was gonna say, what did you say to her? No, we're discussing it here.
Yeah, I'm replying to her right now.
What do you think? How would you feel if your mum was like, I was at the supermarket and the man behind the lotto counter gave me a wink and I knew he was gay. And I thought you two should meet each other.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, my mum lives in Christchurch, so there's too much distance for me anyway. But
yeah, right.
I imagine that if I went on a date with him, even if it was going well, in the back of my mind, it would be like, mum did this.
But also, there's a thing about like what my mum thinks I'm into, and she's always so wrong, but she always thinks she's kind of got it. Like at Christmas, she'll be like, I've got you the most fabulous shirt for Christmas. And I'll be like, I know exactly what this is going to be. And I'll open it, it'll be this like hideous, like floral shirt. Yeah. But I'll be so grateful that she's like kind of gone through the thing and like looked for something that looked a bit of me, you know, and then sort of found it. But now a mum can tell when you're not into the present.
Yes.
And so she, every year she's so nervous. And like, so now she's like, I don't even know what to get him anymore.
Aww.
No, but like, bless her though. I'll always appreciate the gift. And I'll like hold it on. I'll hold on to it for like 3 years if I don't like it and like never wear it, but like for the gesture.
Yeah.
But she bought me like a throw this year, like for my bed. Bless her. She's like, I thought you were into homeware. And I was like, I am.
Yeah. What sort of throw is it? What color is it?
Yellow and white stripes.
Oh,
yeah, it's really nice. I put it on the end of my bed.
Oh, lovely. I like to tell my mum what to get me for gifts. And so maybe in this instance, I should give her a brief on...
Men that you want.
Men that I want.
Just send her your... bio on your Grindr profile of like your preferences.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd be like, what's a twink?
Yeah. My mum also like, she works like 60 hours a week at the hospital, so I can't help but feel that this is like a patient.
Oh. My mum said to me once, like she was surprised when I brought my boyfriend home because he was younger than she thought, and she always expected me to go out with someone older. So I feel like if my mum was to set me up, she'd definitely set me up with someone like in their 40s. Like the only gay person that she knew in Christchurch, probably.
Yeah.
Here's the second question from my mum.
All right.
I haven't read these in a while, so I've kind of forgotten it. Have you ever been attracted to a man and thought he was gay, only discover that in fact he was a heterosexual?
Shit, this is the same as the first question.
I know. It's just like, how do you know? It's just like, how can you tell? I was like, Mum, you knew I was gay your whole life. It's exactly the same. How do you know if you're gay? Like, the panic, isn't it? She's just freaking out. It's a labyrinth out there. How do you work it out? Have I ever fallen in love with a man? And also, did she say fallen in love? No, attracted, sorry.
Oh, that's good.
Have I ever been attracted to a man and thought he was gay, only discovered that, in fact, he was heterosexual? Oh, I mean, no, I don't think I have. Have you?
No, not really. And I know, like, plenty of gay men who, like, constantly fall in love with straight people, but what attracts me to someone is that...
They're gay.
They're gay.
There's definitely straight men that I was attracted to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, oh well, can't have that. Forbidden fruit. Forbidden fruit?
Forbidden fruit?
Is that the expression? No. Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Maybe that's the title of this episode.
Forbidden fruit. Fruit. Sounds like a horrible sort of like gay erotic book or something, eh? I actually bought my first bit of...
That will sound nice.
Yeah. Hey, I just spat all over the floor here. I bought my first gay novel, but it's not erotica, but there is a lot of like hooking up in the book.
Oh, what's the book called?
I've forgotten. I haven't finished it. I never read.
I'm terrible at reading. Oh, I read a great book. Well, so I only ever read when I'm on holiday, and I only finished this because there was a power outage and a storm on the island that I was on in summer.
Oh, congrats to your island holiday.
Thank you so much. I was at a beautiful beach and it rained the whole time. The book I read is called The Gilded Razor.
Oh, someone's recommended me this.
Oh, it's so good.
That's what they said.
It's about a guy. It's amazing. He's obsessed with getting into Princeton. He's like very, very smart, but he's also like, it's a memoir. He's like hooked on crazy amounts of drugs. He becomes like a male escort, and then he like goes to like a whole bunch of rehab programs. When I read this, when we were... We were in Thailand. I was there with Joseph Moore from the Walkout Boys. I kept referencing the fact that because I was reading the book and we were kind of like trapped in our room because of the storm. I was like, I feel like I'm in rehab. I feel like I know what he's going through. Right. I'm going through it with him. But no, he was on meth and like.
Well, I've only tried meth once and never again.
Never again.
Haven't tried meth.
Fun night though. It's Pride. It's Pride Parade tonight.
So why not try a bit of meth?
Do you think it's weird that we're not recording this? Like, imagine if we recorded this podcast from a float today. That's what I've been thinking about.
Oh, yeah, we should have had a male gaze float in the Pride Parade.
Yeah, I mean, there would be no laughter because people would only hear a blip of what we were talking about.
What was that? I think he said gay fiction. I'm not sure. I think my goal for this year is to actually read more gay fiction.
You should.
Or non-fiction. Oh, well, gay books. Gay fact books and gay made-up books. And gay picture books.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You know, like I Spy. There should be a gay one of those, where it's just like a whole bunch of like
dicks.
Find
the hidden
find the three elephants amongst all the dicks.
There is a gay book that just came out this last week, though. I think it's by a New Zealand author.
Oh,
you guys aware? It's like a picture book about two
Promised
princes.
Land.
Yeah.
They did like a Kickstarter campaign where it was like it's like supposed to be like a golden book or like kind of a Disney kind of ish book about two princes who fall in love, and it's supposed to be like, yo, anyone could be a prince and anyone could be gay, and that's all good.
Man, it'd be lit if like Prince George comes out, hey.
Oh,
not so he doesn't need too soon, but eventually,
like, yeah, like when he's 12 or something.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It'd be great. Or if they don't talk about it, but he's inherently very camp, and we're all like, we know. And the whole of the world is like knowing mothers who are like, oh he just needs his time. He'll come out.
Do you want my second question?
Yeah, I'd love it.
This is a controversial one.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know why she's phrased this way. Number two, are you happy now that I voted National in the last election?
Whoa!
So, for international listeners who are out there but not in this room, so sorry to everyone in this room, National is our right-wing party who have been in charge for so long now.
A while now.
So long. I don't know why she says, are you happy now?
That's such a cry. Are you happy now?
Are you happy now?
Finally, I voted National like you've been begging me to do. I wanted to vote Greens all this time, but no, you wanted me to vote National.
I think I got angry at her last time because the National government were taking away the charter to help produce local television, and I was working in local television.
Right.
And so I was angry. I was like, why are you voting National? And so I guess, is she implying that things have been so good since then that I should be happy?
I guess because we got
marriage equality. But that wasn't John Key.
No, and I think we should also acknowledge that Bill English did not vote for marriage equality. Bill English, did I say his name wrong?
You're just doing lots of little burps.
I'm very I'm phlegmy. So sue me. I'm human, Eli. Didn't vote for marriage equality. Like, he was against it.
Oh yeah, and
then there was an interview with him on Radio New Zealand, and the wonderful journalist, I don't know who it was, she was just like grilling him in terms of why he, like, how does he feel about it now and has he changed his tune and all this kind of stuff. And he was kind of like indifferent, which was, I think, a terrible move for him. He should have owned up to the fact that he actually made a mistake and that he's been informed and he has changed his opinion. But he was just like, well, I guess, like, you know, it's happened, so what can we do about it?
Yeah, he was like, nothing bad has happened since then. And I was like, what do you mean? Were you literally expecting people to marry their dogs? Is that what you were?
This is also in the same day where he didn't speak at the Big Gay Out. And for international listeners, the Big Gay Out is... Are there any international listeners?
Legitimately exactly what it sounds
what you
like.
Think
it
is.
Needs no explanation.
It's a big old gay party in Auckland. But always John Key would make an appearance and he would speak on the stage. And
he'd get booed.
But it was kind of like, you had to do it.
Yeah.
It's like doing a yardie at your 21st. And so Bill English didn't speak. Who did speak? Paula Bennett? Nikki Kaye, maybe.
Someone spoke. Yeah, maybe Nikki Kaye. She'll be there.
I saw a photo of Paula Bennett the other day on her Instagram, and it was just like her like opening the blinds in her office, but she just had like hundreds of shoes in her office. She's just got like 50 pairs of high heels in her office.
Question: why do you follow Paula Bennett on Instagram?
I just for like hate viewing. Like I just like to kind of like scour and look at stuff on Instagram.
Paula Bennett is like the sort of like the Professor Umbridge of New Zealand politics.
I don't even know Harry Potter references, but I kind of got that one.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Do you need a sip of this?
No, I'm fine.
I'm drinking an apple crumble cider.
Do you want to promote it? Do we want? We're trying to get some promotion from this cider company.
I thought people might be interested.
It was very funny when Eli sipped it for the first time because he was kind of like sitting here with a singlet and his arms out looking real masked and was like, oh, this is good. He's like, oh, it tastes like an apple crumble.
It does taste like an apple crumble.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Shall I go into my next question?
Absolutely.
This is a good one.
You've said that about every question.
I think she writes great questions. Can't fault the woman. I saw a greeting card the other day that read, "Gay is the new black." What do you think about that statement? I actually think it's a garbage statement.
It sucks.
Anything is the new black is like, oh, I guess it's that fashion thing, right? Of like, but oh, I mean, we could let's dig into this.
Well, black is always in.
Yeah, black. Okay, one. Black is always in.
Everyone needs a little black dress in their wardrobe.
I was thinking about getting a little black dress.
I would love that. Yeah. I wish you were wearing it right now instead of the jacket you were given by my ex-boyfriend.
Like 2 years ago. And I did think about it on the Uber here and I was like, maybe I should have worn this. But it's colourful and we've got the Pride Parade later, so I've got to have a little bit of something fun on.
And show which team you're on.
But yeah, so maybe read your exes. So read more gay fiction and buy a little black dress. I'm like working through all my New Year's resolutions here. This is really good. But also this idea that like sexuality and when people say like, oh, trans is really in at the moment, you know, like it's like, let's stop using gender identity and sexuality as like trends. Like it's so, and there's a big thing about like gender neutral clothing being like on trend at the moment. And it's like, is it on trend or are we just like progressing, you know? Like, and that when you say something like, oh, gay is the new black, one, you sound like an idiot. But two, like you're also kind of implying that potentially you'll be like out of trend soon. Yeah. Like, are you gay? Oh, that was so 2017. Mm. Get with the play. We're
gonna
all straight
like
now.
Nike Roches. we're all gonna abandon ship.
How do you feel about the expression "gay is the new black"?
Well, I think you know it makes me think of the TV show "Orange is the New Black," which is a great TV show with a terrible title. I think
starring Laverne Cox.
Oh my gosh! And tweet me. I think they got locked into the title because that's the title of the nonfiction book that it's based on.
Right.
And it's such a, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? Because it's about the orange jump, so it's, I don't know.
I remember when...
Did I just give an opinion or did I just talk for
I think you just sort of described the title. I remember when I came out to all my friends and family, I had like, my birthday was like very soon after that. I mean, I came out over like 2 years, but... Like the big, the most, the star cast of my coming out. So like my mum, my dad, and like close friends who weren't gay. My birthday was very soon after that, and all my cards were like rainbow cards, and that was all just like, oh, we just thought a little cheeky kind of like acknowledgement of what has happened, but also happy birthday.
Nice.
And I was like, maybe there's a kind of a niche for coming out cards.
Oh, yeah.
Like, congratulations on your coming out.
Let's come up with some slogans right now that are better than "gay is the new black."
I had one on today when someone said to me, oh, like, is it Pride Week today? And I was like, is it Pride Day today? And I said, every day is Pride Day. And I was like, that would be a great one for a card.
I would love my dad always gets me those cards that like move and make noises. Like one is a guitar and you can pull out the like the what's the name? The fretboard.
Oh,
you pull that out of the main body of the guitar and then it's like and then it vibrates.
What? Whoa.
So I'm thinking of the card is like it's a closet. And
great.
You open it up and then it's like, I'm coming out. I want the world.
That one?
That one. I was going to say, yoo-hoo, but you...
yoo-hoo implies that they're like in and then going back in again. Like, yoo-hoo, and then closing the door, running back to Narnia. Yoo-hoo. I love that.
I'm so proud of my new gay son. That's all it needs.
Yeah, that's all it needs to say. Gay is the new black. Who would you even give that card to? I can only think of a gay man giving it to a gay person giving it to another gay person, ironically. I can't think of anyone genuinely handing that card over, being like, this is for you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Gay, for those questions.
Yeah, thanks, Gay Parker, for those questions.
Here's the last question from Ronnie, and this is this is a huge one.
Oh, my
this,
gosh. Oh, you've said goodness. That. You've also said that about every question.
No.
I've gone, this is a great one. And you've gone, this is a real
huge.
Big one.
This is going to blow the roof off Backbeat Bar today. Number three. This is so broad. What is on your bucket list?
Cute. That's what I was question. Hoping for. That one of the mums would just ask a question that was like, what's your favourite breakfast food? How do you feel about breakfast for dinner?
Love it.
I love it.
Love it. What is on my bucket list? Well, mum, fisting. No. gosh, I don't know.
This is a great like end point for this podcast as well. It's very kind of like broad and open and hopeful open. For the future.
I think I want to run my own cafe.
Whoa, I wanted to run a tea rooms.
Oh,
should we do that?
Okay.
I really wanted to do one on the way in down south. There's Hamner Springs.
Yeah.
Hamner. It's got an N before the M, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, you should be informed about that. Yeah. And it's got like, it's like a hot spools like resort area. Very relaxing. Lots of like tourists go there. But on the way there, you drive past like some like average towns. Sorry to the viewers or listeners out there. Viewers. they're in here. And anyway, I was like, it'd be so great because people would be driving there all the time to run out like cool tea rooms there. God, I love like tea rooms food, like cheese rolls, pies, you name it. We'll serve it up.
How amazing is it? Like, there's an amazing cafe in like Dargaville, right? Like, and that a cafe then becomes known throughout the whole country. Like, whereas like if you have a cafe on Ponsonby Road,
it's like whatever.
Whatever.
We've all got one.
We all have one. It's just a bunch of people running their own cafes, not going to each other's. but if you run a great one in a small town, then it becomes legendary for everyone who has to travel through this. Because if you drive from like Auckland, Christchurch to Dunedin, for instance, people will be like, "Oh, did you stop at the I don't remember the name
of the Bugger Cafe?
Did you stop at the Bug?"
We should call ours like Buggery Cafe.
Yeah, or just like Faggot Cafe.
I'll get a faggot latte, please.
Can I get the faggot nini with the cranberry and brie?
We will not be serving a faggot nini with cranberry and brie. So help me God. A faggot nini is the worst thing I've ever heard. My friend was telling me about when she orders affogatos. She orders a faggoto. She pronounces it as a faggoto to
Why?
See if they pick up.
Oh my
just because it's funny.
I don't think that even sounds close to affogato.
Affogato, a faggoto.
Oh, that's that is good. How often have you? I've never ordered an affogato. I've made them at home.
Maybe that could be our signature dish.
Yeah, lovely affogato with like a Kahlua ice cream.
Ooh, trendy. What else is on your bucket list apart from this cafe? This average cafe in the middle of like small town New Zealand where we've clearly lost our goddamn minds. None of us know how to make coffee and everything's highly offensive because it's called faggot lattes.
What else do I want to do? I want to, I'm not thinking of my things. I'm just thinking of generic things like climb a mountain. You know what? I'd love to record my own Christmas album.
That's brilliant.
Just send it to everyone I know, just as a gift. Like, is this a surprise? Not telling anyone I'm doing it, and then
well,
Christmas.
Too late now. You've told the entire gay community of this bar.
Of Planet Earth. I'd love to do that. I would like to learn another language.
Yeah, these are all just kind of... Oh, have you seen the movie The Way?
No.
With... some white boring I don't know. His son dies in an accident, and he's given his ashes, and he has to like sprinkle them along like this like really amazing walk in like Spain somewhere. I clearly didn't pay much attention. But I was like, that walk looks amazing. And like, I'd love to do like a big long bush walk or something. Get to really know myself, get a bit lost, maybe get in a bit of trouble, and then get a like helicopter in and save me so I don't have to do the last bit.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking I would love to escape, go on a holiday and not tell anyone where I've gone and not communicate with anyone for two to three weeks. Maybe elope.
Oh,
maybe on my bucket list is eloping, Mum. So you can look forward to not coming to that wedding.
I think one thing you have done on your bucket list was get your ears pierced.
Thank you for
you've elobed.
Thank you so much for ringing it up.
Anyone groaned? Elobed? I think it's great.
I really like
getting your
that.
Ears pierced without anyone's permission.
I asked a lot of people for permission,
and still asking a lot of people.
I'm like, are these okay?
It's great. You've made a great decision.
It is cool. I like it. People are like, did it hurt? And it didn't really, but it has been like constantly irritate. Like I feel my ears healing, and I've been bringing it up a lot, and to everyone that I bring it up to, because they're mostly women I know that are like, yeah, we did it when we were 12 and we got on with it.
I'm trying to think what's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
I like this idea that you're going to have an album. I mean, I wanted a Tea Rooms for a long time, so obviously the co-partnership cafe that we'll be running.
Yeah.
And maybe, I want to get a piercing. I've always wanted to get like I've wanted my nose pierced for a while because Justin Bieber did it, but also like a lot, like Troye Sivan did it. It's very cool.
It's trendy.
But then I feel like once I get it, I'm going to hate it. But that's probably how you felt about your ear pierced. I should be more brave.
Be more brave.
Yeah, far out. I'm going to be more brave. And else on my, what else is on my bucket list? Like, I've done it all. No, I haven't. All that I've ever wanted to do. Live in Kingsland. Done. Big tick.
I want to make a movie.
Oh, that's great. That's a good one.
With like a hot sex scene in it. But also it's like heartwarming and also funny. And
remember when I genuinely asked you if you would ever do porn? Because I thought you looked a little bit like Jake Bass now. Because he doesn't hear... Oh, does anyone here know who Jake Bass is? He's a porn star, a gay porn star. No?
He's a model now. He's kind of like progressed from adult entertainment to just normal entertainment. But it's also for, he's not entertaining children now.
Everyone's kind of aware that is a porn star, was a porn star, modeling now.
He's modeling mainly underwear. He has lots of tats and he had stretchers. The thing about stretchers, did you know that like that you if you want to get rid of them, you have to take them out, and then like the inside of your ears can smell for quite a while the flesh kind of like repairs itself.
Oh.
And also they never seal back up. I think you can get an operation where they cut it and then stitch it. Anyway, would I do porn? No, I remember talking about this when I was at drama school. Me and my friend talked about it because we often talked about porn because he was in a long-distance relationship, so he was watching a lot. And also one time, accidentally, we were talking about television shows we hated, and we were talking about Two and a Half Men, and then I wanted to bring up Two Broke Girls, but I, like, in my excitement, I was like, oh, I hate that show, Broke Straight Boys. Anyway, we were like, would we do it if it wasn't for the fact that we're also like, we were at drama school, so we were wanting to then go into a career where you're like in the public eye and that could be damaging to it. So like, obviously.
It's worked out for like Jake Bass, who's now a model.
Yeah.
Could catapult your career even further than it's already been catapulted.
Everyone would be like, have you seen that comedian who also does porn? But also like, both of us are too old to do porn.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
I'm just getting into my prime.
No, I think you have to be like 21 forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I love that this podcast started with questions from our mums and ended in porn. But maybe that's like a natural place to end it. Or do we still have to keep talking?
Are you good?
Oh, we're good.
So please, thank you to Gay Parker.
Yes.
And Sharon Denikamp for your questions.
We should also like flag that even though we kind of like mocked them, we like respect and love our mums so much.
We love our mums so much. We love our...
I love all my mum's presents she's given me, and I love... And the biggest present of all, her unconditional love.
Yeah, my mum is like literally the nicest person I know in the world, and also she's quite tough. You know, she's a good mixture of nice and tough. And she loves her family.
All right, it's not her podcast. Fuck. Get her on some other time,
no, she's
mate.
Here.
Just start up your own podcast dedicated to your mum. No, I love Ronnie. She's great.
She is a good time, eh? To all our listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. To everyone who came today, thank you for listening.
Thanks so much for coming, everyone.
And watch out for our porn coming out soon. It's called The Bucket List.
And also our cafe coming up, also called The Faggot List.
Bye-bye.
Not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try...
How did we do? Have you seen Sing? What a ridiculous film. Go see it just to believe it. It's, I don't know what they were thinking, who they made it for, but it exists. Someone made it. Lots of famous people got involved.
I loved it.